Hello, everyone. Thanks for listening to this audio boo. It's been a while since I've posted one, so you may have wondered what I'm doing at the moment. This is mid-March or early, I guess mid-March is quite a good way of saying it. And I'm starting a road trip that's going to take me through about a dozen states, I think, by the time I finally get home. And I thought I would stop along the way occasionally and tell you about some of the interesting sites or, you know, little photo spots or things like that that I come across. And so my first stop on this trip is, the trip is starting in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And so I'm heading sort of southeast at the moment. And I've come to the town of Okmulgee, which is only about 30 minutes south of Tulsa. And I thought I would show you a little bit about a building that's here that I find quite interesting. Okmulgee has a central square, a town square, like you might see in, you know, some of the older cities in the country. So there's a town square, and it's surrounded by buildings. Most of these buildings look like, according to the markings on them, were built around 1900 or 1901, something like that. In the center of the town square is a building that's called the Creek Council House. And back before Oklahoma was a state, this was part of Indian Territory, and this particular area was the reservation lands for the Muscogee Creek Nation. And before the town of Okmulgee existed, they built this Creek Council House, and I think there's a photo attached to this that shows it. And it's a two-story building. It's kind of interesting to look at. But it was served as the first capital for the Muscogee Creek Nation after they were forced to leave their lands in, I believe it was Georgia and Alabama. And on the Trail of Tears, they were one of the five civilized tribes that were forced to move to Oklahoma from Georgia, Alabama, and this was their capital building that they built in the central town square of what is now the central square of Okmulgee. The reason that it's kind of interests me is that it's been in the news the last couple of days because the city of Okmulgee is considering selling this building back to the Creek Nation. About 90 years ago, the federal government basically seized this building from the Creek Nation. They say that the Creeks ceded it to the government, you know, but around here what that really means is that the government found a way of taking it away from the Creeks. And for about the past 90 years, it has served as kind of the symbol or the central gathering place for the town of Okmulgee. So now the city, because of its budget problems that, you know, most cities are facing, the city is considering selling it back to the Creek Nation, which obviously the Creeks would like to have this building back. They are the only major tribe that does not own its original Capitol building. And so they are obviously very interested in getting their original Capitol building back. Now, there are some people here in the city that don't want them to sell it back because it's right here in the middle of the town square and it's been a symbol of the town for almost 100 years. And so, you know, that typical discussion is going on is like, does this building belong to the Creeks because they built it, or does it belong to the city because it's been our centerpiece for 100 years or almost 100 years? And so it's one of those typical discussions that go on. And it's, you know, around here in Oklahoma, it's not uncommon to have these kind of discussions between the local governments, the county governments, the state governments, the tribal governments, and things like that. So anyway, so this is the first stop on my my trip around the country, and it starts with the Creek Council building. Thanks for listening.